sunglasses.
Wait, are you listening?
They're listening too. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, we've got quite a few
listeners.
I told
you my theory on podcasts.
What's your theory?
It's like people who just don't want to call their family.
Oh no. Okay.
And think about it.
No.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo-hoo! We are here and excited because this is the month of June, which is good vibes. It's Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, and it's Gay Pride.
Yeah.
Well, not just Gay Pride, but it's all the pride combined. And speaking of prideful, we have Cosmo joining me in the back of the canoe.
How you doing, Dar?
I'm so good.
Yeah?
Is prideful a good word to describe you? I feel like you're very proud of all the work you do.
Yeah, I'm prideful. Yeah.
Prideful, yeah.
I'm prideful. I'm like that cloud that you're just waiting for it to rain, but it's, you know, it won't. And it just strikes you with thunder, and it's like, ha-ha! And then I'm happy, and everyone else is, like, miserable for a couple seconds. But then after that, they feel good. And it's like, it's raining. It's refreshing because we live in California. And yeah, it's
and we need it.
We need it, yeah.
We need it. We need more Cosmo.
Yes.
Speaking of needing more, I finally manifested our guest today. I had to do so much work to get him here.
How much
because,
work?
I mean, like, I reached out into like the ethers of social media to be like, we need you on an episode. And they didn't notice on social media, but it's okay because we finally got Ben Pace here to join us.
Yay!
You're here. Thank you for being here.
I need like a social medium to help me understand social media.
Honestly.
Can I get an in-betweener?
Yeah. Ooh, who would you hire?
You know, someone who knows more than me about it.
Is that a lot of people or is that not a lot of people?
I'd say about 75% of the world.
Okay, so we could like...
Not 75. You know what? If we're doing the world. Okay,
sure.
I'd say about 27% of the world understands it better than me.
Oh, that's actually not so
bad.
Not so bad.
Not as low as you think, but think about how big the world is.
Yeah
good
some
point.
People don't even, you know...
They don't even have social
have computers.
Media.
Yeah. Think about it.
That too.
And those penguins count down there in Antarctica.
They do. You count them?
Yeah.
I think you should.
They barely tweet.
Oh, they
barely sort of just
tweet.
Groan, I think.
Yeah.
They just go like this.
Yeah. That's me sometimes. I relate to that.
Sometimes I feel like the Papa Penguin, and sometimes I feel like the egg on top of his feet.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel like Morgan Freeman narrating.
Oh, interesting. I like that.
So, question. Am I the host or this is weird for me?
Because
you're the host, but I'm usually the host, so.
I feel like you kind of are the host here a little bit on this episode. But
I could coast.
You could coast.
I mean, this is a bi-coastal episode.
Is that right?
We're all hosts of something.
It is Pride Month.
You're right.
Yes. This is a prideful host moment.
That's true.
Yeah, because you host
But I was
your
told I
show.
Am allowed to make eye contact with you.
Yes.
So thank you for...
With the right eye.
I don't normally check in advance. You know, I do like consent in general, but I appreciate the...
Yeah, no worries.
You said the right or the left eye?
Yeah, the right eye. Yeah,
cool.
There
well,
I'm more of a left eye kind of.
You're an actor.
You know, I chase waterfalls.
So, there you go. Yeah.
I am an actor.
You're an actor. So that's why I was like, oh, you might need like eye lines. Because some people do ask when they come in here. They're kind of like, who do I look at? Who do I talk to?
I'm just staring at the poster and the ceiling.
Just like, yeah.
I normally shoe gaze.
Wait, what?
You know, the shoe gaze is like a whole genre of emo music. G-A-Z-E.
Okay. I was like, how do you spell that?
There might be the other thing too, but I don't, you know, that's not how I personally would spell it. The shoegaze is just like looking down at your feet while you dance.
Oh.
You don't have that bass face? It was like.
Well, I got the pace face.
Yeah,
the pace face. Yes.
I got the ace of bass pace face, which saw the sign.
There you go.
It opened up your eyes.
Well, for those of you who might not know Ben,
I'd say about, if it was 27, so let's flip it. I'm going to say 83% of the world never heard of me.
Oh, I thought you were going to say have heard of you.
I'm going to switch that to 73 because that's better math. Can we cut out that 83? That's a career killer for me.
Keep it chompy.
Keep it chompy.
No edit.
Chompy?
Chompy's our editor. Yeah.
Does he make the Pac-Man sound?
She doesn't, but like she's more like a chain chomp.
No, but she does make like our logo go like this across the stream as a time. It's pretty kind of cool.
Like it's canoeing down the stream, you know, kind of vibes. But you have your own show called That Cosplay Show.
That's true.
On a YouTube channel, let me see if I can say it properly, called Schadenfreude.
Right. We decided to make everything hard to spell and hard to find. Awesome. It's kind of like the VIP room of shows where you got to kind of want it. You got to work for it. And if you can spell a German word like that, then you can find it.
Then you
win. Or you can just search, you know, cosplay Ben Pace.
That's kind of how I was able to figure out, because I met you at a con, which is in context.
It was an Ocean's 11 scheme. You were deep into it. It was more of an Ocean's 8.
Definitely. Yes. Anne Hathaway.
I know.
Rihanna.
You stole my wallet, is another way to say it. But we met at a con. Sure.
But like, we were there, and like, I feel like you all did a really great job of kind of coaxing me through, like, oh, it's an interview. It's really fun. Yes. And super great. But it happened so fast that, like, the first two times I interviewed with you, I don't think I realized that it actually was uploaded on YouTube.
Oh.
And there was, I don't know, just like 300,000 views on it.
Right, right.
At least on one of mine. I was like,
that must be one of the lower to mid ones. Yeah.
Jump change.
I mean,
we appreciate every one of those hundreds of thousands of views.
Yeah. You kill it. Like,
but yeah, you've been on the show, what, like 95 times now or something?
Probably 6, 7.
But I definitely let you, I've now let you complete one sentence.
Here or on your show? Or both.
Remains to be seen.
Because I don't think I ever complete a sentence on your show.
It's fun though.
Yeah.
This is different sitting.
That's what you were talking about. Like you were like, oh, there's a chair.
Where do you put all your energy just through the cushion?
I guess so. Mm. I don't really like think about, I guess, where my energy is because I like to yap with people.
Oh, do you?
It's so easy. Yeah.
You speak puppy?
No, it's just yapping's another term for like talking endlessly. Just like blah, 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 blah.
Thanks for clarifying.
That's why I'm here.
Thanks for clarifying. So we're exchanging some vocabulary. Earlier I said ephemeral.
You
and
did.
You taught me yap.
There you go. I don't know if yap is like vocabulary though. I feel like that's just slang.
It's
like embarrassing slang.
Right? It's like this really crazy old word, groceries. Have you heard this? People are saying this word groceries now.
Groceries. Interesting.
So is this a dodecahedron or what shape is that?
I have no idea.
Is it a tetrahedron?
Yeah, you know, yep, it's that.
It's very angular.
Yeah. It was a birthday gift like 2 years ago. From Chrissy, so
that
I don't
matches this whole
to
thing.
Ask her. Yeah, you know, keeping all the sound in, all the things.
Kind of got a. You should call this like the hive. It's got a beehive vibe.
Oh, because it's like honeycombs. Yeah. I could. I don't know if it really goes with our Delulu like canoe theme. Because why would there be a beehive on a canoe?
Oh,
Maybe you just need
this some honey.
What it looks like.
Oh, dope. Which one?
We got a little bear. We got a little dog and a cat.
I think I'm the dog.
You're the dog. Yeah. That's what I usually ask people at the end of the episode. Is who they relate to?
Well, ask me again. I might change.
I'll ask you again later.
Because you know, a man's allowed to change his mind.
So is a woman.
That's true. So is everyone else.
So is anyone. Did you know you're allowed to change your mind?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. So what am I doing here?
I mean, we basically are just talking about like what makes us Delulu.
I love it.
Unique things about yourself. Like,
you know, frankly, Dare, I feel like all of my conversations should be recorded.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I don't.
So I feel like finally.
I second that.
Finally.
Okay, we're here. We made it. Interesting.
I'm just saying.
Why
I
do you feel like all, though?
Maybe not all. Okay, I'm going to say like 65%.
What's up with you and the percentages today? Did somebody tell him I'm not good with numbers? Is that what happened?
This episode of Delulu Canoe is brought to you by numbers.
Brought to you by numbers.
Right. Hi, I'm Murray, the Muppet on the Street. Today's number is 6.
Isn't there there's a quote that's like 80% of percentages are made up on the spot?
Yeah.
And that's basically you today?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I like that, though.
So, you know, there's a margin of error of 24%.
Is it an error or is it just
more of a margin?
Yeah, maybe it's just like a margin of guesstimating numbers.
So normally when you talk to people, does there feel like a through line or is it this, disjointed?
Well, it usually starts a little disjointed and then like I'll usually ask them if they brought a Delulu or something that's like really on the forefront of their mind of, you know, it can be positive or negative. And then they'll usually talk about that for a moment and then it kind of derails again just it's, you know,
I'm looking
casual.
Forward to that second derailment.
Yeah.
Because think about it, you derail and maybe you could re-rail.
I usually try to re-rail with the Delulu question.
That feels like a host thing.
A re-rail thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool, buddy.
Especially what I try to do.
I like what's happening with your eyeballs here. You keep your head in the clouds and you're...
Well, Mr. Host,
you
did
look
my
fantastic.
Makeup today. Thank you.
You look fantastic is what I should have said.
No,
I'm very
great.
Impressed
great.
By the,
Thanks.
You know, the bling.
Yeah, I wasn't able to wear makeup for a long time this year because I had this like flare up skin issue, which I personally think was because of the fires. But I never got a diagnosis, so
Did you go to a doctor?
I don't know. I did. I went to like a dermatologist countless times. Literally saw him last week, being like, "So did we come up with why this happened?" And he's like, "You look great. Keep using the ointment." And I'm like, "Okay." So
what do you use? Yeah. Goat placenta? What do you use?
No, not yet.
What's the ointment? What's the oint?
Some people use beef tallow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or like their snail secretion is viral right now.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm trying to not use...
Snail trails? Yeah, you don't want to do that.
I'm trying to avoid those kinds of things for now, just so I can figure out what caused the flare-up. Because I don't want to reintroduce more things to make it worse.
Yeah. Earlier, I was like, is this thing on camera? And you said yes, and I did absolutely nothing different.
What do you mean? Like right
like now? Like what I would change about my look changed zero based on whether I was being recorded. I should probably get into a bit of a skincare routine.
You could, yeah.
I was looking at my face. I was like, you could probably do more, Ben. You could do
I mean, more. I think everybody benefits. Like Cosmo's even talked about having a skincare routine and how that's benefited his
What's
skin.
What's your protocol, bro?
What do you do?
What's your protocol?
My protocol? I wake up, wash my face, and that's it.
What do you wash it with?
See, I'm missing that middle step.
You don't wash your face?
Well, I forget to wake up sometimes.
Got it. Waking up is, it's tough. It's tough
waking
to be
up
alive.
Is hard to do, is that old song. Yeah, right?
That was breaking Existing. Up. Breaking up is hard to do. That's the song.
It sounds kind of violent.
Wake up, break up, put on your makeup, right? Is that what it is?
That's an old one. It's like, break up. Breaking up is hard to do. It's an old.
Oh, right. I don't know
that's
that
a,
one.
It's an old song. You know, like,
that's so cool that you referenced that thing I referenced.
Yeah. Well, you said waking up. I said breaking up.
Right. I think when you watch this back, you'll see that that was a deliberate play on words for that thing that you kind of remember.
You, like, planted the seed. Or not.
This is about the level of comedy that I work at.
I was wondering if, like...
It's the no one knows what I'm talking about level of comedy. I call it meta comedy. Sometimes I A to C, which is a comedy term. And then sometimes I, like, A to G.
I call it Cosmo Ebonics.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay, sometimes I go on a rant and like nobody understands what I'm saying. I'm like, "Dad, don't worry about it." Yeah. And I just walk away and they're like, "But what does he mean?"
They're like, "If 1 + 1 = 2,
why is he so mysterious?
Why don't I understand him?
Why is he living rent free in my mind?"
That's Cosmo's tactic.
I should be using this mic more.
Yeah.
I don't get very close to mics very often.
Really?
No, well, I do, but I call him Michael because I'm respectful.
Oh, that's really appropriate. It's like when I call a bobby pin a Robert pin. It's just like, you know, you got to give it the respect it deserves.
I call a shower taking a Shawshank Redemption.
Okay. Wait, do you have other ones for other daily?
I got all day. All
what,
day.
What other, like, code names do you have for things?
I got to go 10-1.
Oh, okay. No, I was like, wait.
Let's see. Code names? That's so broad.
Do I have a code name
for
anything?
It's got to come up organically.
I mean,
yeah, it's got to
in the weave.
There you go.
Not the hair, the brain.
In the weeds, yeah. So do you have anything that like really makes you Delulu? Like, because you spend a lot of your time interviewing other people, that's like true. AKA kind of like you're doing right now. But like, I feel like there's not a lot of content out there about you and like what you personally think, feel.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you said this.
Uh-oh.
When I started the idea of acting, there was this thing where you could be an actor and then you played characters. Mm-hmm. And no one knew anything about you. Mm-hmm. Now, there's the thing where you got to be like telling everybody everything about you all the time. And I don't, you know, that's harder for me, frankly.
Yeah? Being open?
Am I supposed to cry? Am I allowed to cry?
You can if you'd like. I could find tissues.
I'll see
somewhere.
If I can work it out. I'll work it out.
Okay.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. What about you? You have, confidence to put yourself out there.
Yeah. I feel like it's definitely changed. Whereas like before, celebrities used to be a bit more aloof. Like my favorite example is Beyonce. Like we don't know what her favorite food is. We don't know like what her favorite color is or those
I know
sort
what
of
her favorite store is.
What's her favorite
Bed, Bath, and Beyonce.
Oh, okay.
See, that what I mean. That's just organic.
Look at
just
you.
Just pops up. Just
off
pops
the
up.
Cuff.
I wasn't even, I thought Bed, Bath, and Beyonce, and then she started listing favorites, and I was like, this is too easy.
Oh, my God.
There you go. See? That's what happens.
Are we going to cut out all this, or what?
Have no, not at
yet?
All.
Are we rolling?
We are rolling.
Oh, dope.
Should Sweet. We not be?
No, we're good. We're good.
But I feel like now we expect celebrities, actors, to just be like so transparent about everything that they do, and like that's what makes them more human and more likable. And I agree with what you're saying that like you used to just be able to act and that was good enough. And now it's all about having a social media following and
having I should probably reps. Do more. I got some. I see you. I appreciate you. I'll return your messages eventually. So you're telling me there's a dare message floating out there that I totally forgot?
I mean, I tagged you in like three episodes because we name dropped you in like Jackie's episode. Mm-hmm. I name dropped you in another episode because your show actually got me an audition that I booked.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah.
Which one?
I don't know if I could say yet because they just got funding. But like,
well, how did my show get you an audition?
They saw me on your show in a cosplay, and they were like, "That's the girl we want for this character." So
there you go.
Yeah,
I won't even ask for 10%.
You won't like my agent.
No, he won't ask for 10%. He won't ask for 10%.
I'm demanding 20%.
Yeah,
semantics. But yeah, no, I mean, you know, one thing I really liked about acting early on was like being other people, mm-hmm. you know, playing things that you couldn't do in your real life.
Yeah.
Like Shakespearean murder and stuff.
Ooh.
Or just, you know, more modern theatrical murder.
Yeah. It is interesting now that a lot of, because I've.
It's not just murder. I didn't mean to just land. I was going to list three things, and then two of them came out as murder. I'm not interested in that.
You're not?
But I'm just saying, you know, you can play different things.
Yeah. I think a lot of classes now, at least the ones that I've like jumped from class to class, they really want you to focus on like what you could play
exactly.
versus
which
like
is just
the
yourself,
opposite.
Basically. Or
yeah.
Within a few degrees of.
It's all about like now the typecast. And I give Hamilton a lot of credit because they're the first musical to really do or make a big impact with blind casting, which is where they'll literally cast anybody who
won't
fits
they like
the role.
Fall off the stage.
I mean, if they did it literally,
yeah,
but
they put Braille on the floor.
You. There
you
go.
And they
but
wear
like
socks.
They casted whoever they felt acted the best to play the role. So like George Washington didn't have to be white, mm-hmm. and it just really changed the way casting works. Instead of limiting some of these actors where it's like, oh, you'll never play George Washington right. because you're a black man. And now it's like, you have the talent, the skill, you can sing it, go do it.
Like in high school, I played like old people.
I have too.
Kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was cool. And then eventually, like, I can't book that old guy role. Which is, as we all know, the juiciest, the meatiest roles.
It's fun. Yeah. It's fun
bad
to play
guys.
Something very different.
I want to play bad guy.
Do you?
I just want to play like a bad guy or like the second to the bad guy. You know,
the guy who gets Ooh. Shot when you think he's going to shoot someone else, but he shoots you instead because you let that other person in
yeah.
the room.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's a henchman. You know his family. Yeah,
but it's like after the years of loyalty, doing so much stuff, bending over backwards, you know, and just Whoa. Like, just did that one messed up thing. And then all of a sudden he gets like capped
yeah.
in the head.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, yeah. Yeah,
I know they expect so much out of their henchmen.
They do.
And also, by the way, what about the converse of that? The guy who's like the second to the detective, mm-hmm. who just has to do everything, because the detective's like, oh, I want a full scan here, and I want to cordon off this, and I gotta get satellite. And the other guy's like, okay, I'll go do everything. Yeah. Like, what are you gonna do, detective? You're gonna just get a copy. Just gave me
camera.
Like 25 things to do.
Yeah. Okay. The assistant's man.
And the guy's like, yeah, I got it. Yeah. And it's like the waiter who doesn't write it down. You're like. You're going to mess it up.
Yeah.
He gave me too many things.
Yeah, too many substitutions. Is there a type of character, like typecast, that you would love to play in, like, a role, a commercial, on theater stages?
I'm thinking, like, paid.
Paid? So you're just,
good.
Like, getting
yeah.
paid?
I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be cool. It'd be cool to mix it up. You know what I mean?
Have you not been
like,
getting paid
no,
lately?
Like, well, let me say well paid.
Like, I know I asked you to come here and do this for free, but, like, wait.
Oh, was it free?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that part. I guess I got to check my socials.
Yeah, delete.
So I want to get a t-shirt that just says add a zero. Just whatever you okay. thought the number was, but
that,
we're not.
That could be arranged.
Pop an extra goose egg on there.
There you go.
No, but no. What kind of role was I? You know, fun stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
You strike me as a fun guy.
I tend to play like quirky best friend, quirky lead. Or quirky, you see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, yeah.
Or psychotic bad guy.
Ooh, okay, I love that.
Because all you gotta do is not smile.
Oh.
You wanna try it?
Just don't smile.
Like, check this out. Like, right now, like, we could do comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out.
Just don't laugh at anything.
Yeah, you're that creepy guy in the background that, like, people should pay attention to, but he has a gun, he's gonna shoot somebody just with a flip of a, you know?
Whoa, creepy guy in the background. I should add that to my list.
That should be on your resume.
It's a serious face. He has a serious face. Just like, that guy's scary. I don't want to mess with him.
I feel like I just look bored if I don't make an expression. Like, I don't look mysterious or sexy. I'm just like.
Yeah, do you feel the need to really pump it up when you're acting and such? I do.
What do you mean?
You know, like way overdo it.
Feels like Wednesday Addams. Except for I feel bored. I just look bored.
Well, you don't have to do total vocal fry. I mean, you can.
Yeah, but how do you do no energy with your face, but energy with your voice?
No, I just said you don't smile. I didn't say no energy.
But I can't not smile. It's like part of my DNA.
Fair enough.
Those of you that are listening, definitely go watch the YouTube video because that was a tragic attempt on my part. What about you teaching classes?
Wait, are you listening?
They're listening too, yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, we've got quite
a few
listeners.
I told you my theory on podcasts.
What's your theory?
It's like people who just don't want to call their family.
Oh, no. Okay.
And think about it.
No.
How many times you got in the car, you're like, I should call my blank. And you're like, nah.
Or my favorite show just posted.
Or like, they probably won't answer. It's later.
That's whatever. A good DeLulu. I might title this that.
Yeah.
Listen to this podcast instead of calling your mom.
Or like, you know.
Hi, mom.
This is like, adult men should have more friends. Ooh. Is apparently a headline. Mm. But,
ouch.
And it had your picture on it. I was like, cold.
Cosmo's gonna be thinking about that long after today. Like,
no,
wait.
But there's like an epidemic of like men not having friends and people in general. But as they age, in particular,
I mean,
so I want to undo. Yeah. I want to like do the reverse of the podcast. This is, you know, I'm gonna drop this here. It's called. Hmm. I'm thinking about it. It's
for
basically
real?
Like an app where you just call people that you know and like.
Okay.
Yeah. It's almost like a phone.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what's a phone?
Yeah, I'm
it's
like,
this thing on the wall, and you got to go tick 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 tick. Tick 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 tick. Do you even know that reference?
Yeah, I've watched a lot of like sitcoms and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I watch a lot of like.
What was it though? What was that?
I want to say it was it's a phone. It's like a rotary one.
There you go.
Didn't they use it in what was the one? Third Rock from the Sun. Didn't they have like one on the wall?
Yeah,
maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Classic.
It's been a minute. I gotta watch that one again.
Yeah.
When they're all playing aliens. Like,
that's classic JGL.
Yeah.
Youthy JGL.
JGL.
Youthy.
As a youth.
Youthy.
I can't remember his name now. I don't remember the acronym
comments.
Though.
Joseph
Gordon-Levitt.
There you go.
There we go. I made it.
Do you think he was friends with JTT? They were concurrent.
Justin Timberlake.
Probably. I would say so. In the circles. You know what's funny? I just watched. I was
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Yeah.
I was like, we're moving on too fast. Wait.
I was watching.
Wait. Cosmo's talking.
Oh, no.
The one guy who's not supposed to talk.
That's what somebody else says. Like, what does he do back there?
Do you want your own
chair? We did have a guest like ask why Cosmo was here. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, he didn't really say anything. I'm like, he pushes the
He's
buttons.
Riding the levels.
I'm that percentage of men that have no friends. So
I just, you know, because then they're just waning. So my advice to you out there, call people you like. Just call your mom.
Yeah.
Call your friends and make new friends, preferably younger. So when, you know, your older friends die, you'll still have friends.
When they say the words yap, you know what it means.
Yep. Yap.
You're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Learning.
I thought it was the yips.
The yips.
Do you shop
like,
at the Gap?
At the Gap.
I prefer Baby Yap.
No. Yeah, do you?
Baby Yap.
I feel like we've had this conversation before.
What did we even talk about on my show? Do you have any single memory of any single
the
thing?
The Dune Bucket. I am sad you did a candy cane challenge, I missed out on that one.
I'm pretty sure it tastes like literal garbage. So.
Yeah, there were garbage flavors. I heard about it, and I was a little sad. But I think that was the one where I was like, hey, I can't do the episode because I had to sing. At that one, I was using the recording of me singing for a music video, which the footage got corrupt, so I didn't even get to end up using it anyways.
Yeah.
But I think that's why I missed out on that one. And
but that's
I
good, though.
Was really bummed.
You know, and you were very sweet and apologetic, and we're like, we don't care.
I know.
I mean, we care.
You care a little.
We care, but the point is, we would never push anyone outside of their comfort or willingness. So as soon as you're like, I can't do it for blank, we're like, cool.
I know.
Next time.
You guys were very cool about
You're
it.
You're very
was
welcome,
like, I'm
obviously.
So sorry.
My point is we hold no grudge.
Yeah.
Monique might. She's very vindictive. She's got a hate wall in her basement. Lots of yarn and strings. Lots of like throwing stars and knives.
Honestly, I don't see that.
Do you ever know someone who's so nice that you're like, but what's really going on?
Yeah, but usually those people don't like me. I don't know what that says.
How could
about
anyone
me.
Not like you?
I think it's, I don't know. Like maybe because I'm loud. I do talk a lot.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. It's that's hard why to, we get along.
I don't even know. I have
that was a pause.
After me. Yeah, I feel you.
Like, didn't want to answer that. You were like, we are not alike.
No, I meant we were both talking.
Oh, sorry.
I think my peccadillo, is that the name of the show? In a douche canoe. What is it?
No.
Well, that's just an old phrase from the East Coast. I do not ship that phrase.
It's not a good one.
No.
It's not. We're more like positive than...
Well, you know, it's a positive thing to, you know, have cleanliness.
So tell me about anything else.
Anything else. Yeah. What was your, what's your DeLulu? Do you have a standing DeLulu or a weekly DeLulu?
I mean, usually when I have a guest on, there's like a new thing that comes up for me. Mm. And then if they're kind of like, man, I don't have anything else to say, I'll be like, well, maybe I'll give you something to jump
finally.
Off of. No, because I'm here every week, you know? So it's like, I kind of get sick of hearing myself talk. But that's why I like having guests, because it's my energy. Gosh, what is... I mean,
so I have
something
is
like
a good
really
thing
fresh.
Or a bad thing?
Either
both.
Or. Yeah.
It's like aloha. It means
hello and
goodbye.
Yeah. Wingapo, you know? Like all the hellos and goodbyes.
Oh, nice.
So I had something recently come up where... Somebody booked me for an event, which I've told the story like 3 times now in front of Cosmos. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
And they didn't give me all of the information of the event. It was just kind of like, hey, what are you doing on this day? Starting at this time, can you come do this? What's your rate? And I specified the rate. We got the rate locked down. But then today, 24 hours in advance, they told me that the campaign is the same, but they want shots of me in a swimsuit.
Mm.
And I was a little bit like, hey... In order to stay professional, you can't just drop this on somebody 24 hours in advance.
Right.
Like that's not professional at all. I know it's not coming from you, but could you bring that up to the higher up so that way they don't make this mistake again?
Mm.
And I prefaced with, I've been on other movie sets where things like this came up last minute and I was like, whatever, it's in a time crunch. It's not their fault.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I got on set, everything was a shit show. So I kind of warned them that like this is a pretty big red flag if you're dropping this 24 hours in advance.
Totally.
Makes me not want to go, but because I know
I just got your text about my swimsuit. I always have one in the car.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you bring it out
but
24
I
hours
actually
in advance?
I need 4 to 7 months of advance notice.
See, that's how it should be.
I mean,
though.
I think, you know, a day or two is smart, but I'm going to need at least 9 weeks.
9 weeks? Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Marvel, there you have it. It's Marvel.
Yeah, that's, you know, you take that long for your previs.
I mean, that's what they do for Marvel DC superheroes. They give them, you know, months and months on end to
just
get
like
in shape.
Just like a truck of creatine or whatever it is.
Chicken and rice.
Do you sup?
Do I what?
Do you sup?
I don't even know what that means.
Supplements?
I don't think so, no.
Me neither.
Like fish oil. Like, is that a supplement?
Term.
I don't know.
Is vitamin C?
Do you sup?
Do you sup?
Honestly, that's going to be a thing now.
What's up?
Do you sup, man?
Do you sup?
Do you even sup?
Are you supping?
I'm not
I supping. Put a little bit of protein in my root beer.
How's that taste?
It's good. I always keep it a little.
Thick.
Keep a little bit in my wallet.
Yeah?
In case of emergencies. You never know.
So you got a swimsuit on demand. You've got protein in your pocket, in your wallet. What else do you have on?
My car is, pretty much like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle van.
My sense of humor.
Yeah, right. It's,
my
keep
back
it in my
pocket.
Love handles.
Yeah.
My sense where does your sense of humor available? Come from? Is the question you should have asked me.
Sure.
No,
where does
I'm
your
just,
sense
I'm
of humor
kidding.
Come from?
Where does your sense of humor come from?
Personally, I don't know. I like to make fun of myself a lot. Mm. So self-deprecation, I suppose.
Right, which is just another form of self-love.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess like uncomfort? Discomfort? That's the word. Uncomfort. I feel like discomfort because like I am quick to like fill space and laugh or just be like, oopsies.
You know, but, I think so too. I think that I fear long silences.
Do you?
I don't fear them. Like, I'm not dreading them now. But in the moment, I'm like, is someone going to do something?
So, like, when someone comes up to do an interview with you and, like, they're still trying to, like, figure out the camera, you're just kind of, like, So today's a day, huh?
Right. Well, I do actually like to just chat people up a little bit, and I presume they start sort of rolling in the middle of that. Mm-hmm. And people always are like, wait, can you get the bloopers? Let's have bloopers. And we're like, the show is the bloopers. There's no more bloopers.
Interesting.
Actually, occasionally we get some bloops.
You guys should do some bloopers if
but
you
literally,
can.
The bloopers are the show.
Yeah. I suppose so. Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know, because you guys do some hard cutting. Like, I was watching through a couple episodes.
I wasn't sure you were going to go with that.
Huh?
I wasn't sure you were going to go with that.
Hard
you guys
cutting?
Do some hard cutting.
Yeah, yeah.
Comedy?
Hard comedy.
Hard R?
It's difficult.
Yeah, we do some hard cutting. There's extreme cutting.
Yeah, because I was watching one of Jacqueline's where you both were kind of like tangenting and talking about something.
Yeah.
And she went to answer the question and it like hard cut to another thing. So I was like, did she mention something she wasn't supposed to mention? Like, I was like,
she's on our list. She's on our watch list.
What did Jackie say?
No, you know, it's just economy. You know, we talk for hours and got to get it down to 15, 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Speaking of which.
Oh, yeah. We're ready to wrap this up.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Well, you got a time limit? Because I have nowhere to be until like Monday.
Great. Well, we'll keep you for Patreon okay. then if you're down to answer some questions.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
That's fine. We'll walk you through it.
It sounds a little patronizing.
You don't know what Patreon is?
You don't know what patronizing means?
I mean, is it patronizing or patronizing? Or is it depending on where you're from?
That's the most patronizing question I've well played.
But is it
well
seriously?
Played. I don't know. It's,
I was talking
I'm a
to somebody else about that.
It sounds like they're from the South.
You know,
I don't
they
know
actually
country.
Are from this. That's, huh.
Do
huh.
Do you do some accents? Have
kind
you,
of,
you had
but,
to work away your
terribly.
Original accent?
Yeah, because I'm from Minnesota.
Right.
So
can
now
we
I
hear
talk...
some hard soda?
I don't. I think
no,
it's
they
gone.
Call it pop.
It's broken.
But you call it Minipop.
Bag. That's the worst one. I got in trouble a couple times at Disney for saying bag.
Bag?
Bag, yeah.
Were like, you just trying to say big or something?
No, just like, oh, is that your bag?
And at Disney, they're like...
And they were like, ooh, girl, don't use that word if you're being that character. And I was like, why? And they were like, because your accent comes out.
Bag?
Yeah, but
you
maybe it's gone
fine.
Now.
Bag?
Yeah, but,
bag.
It, but it's Disney, so,
bag?
You know.
Or cupboard?
So they only do that trans-mid-Atlantic?
Yeah.
Well, depending on the character.
Do you pronounce the P, cupboard?
Cupboard? Cupboard?
Cupboard?
Yeah, just cupboard.
Is it me, or do people not say mashed potatoes? They say mashed potatoes.
Potatoes with a B?
Notice it next time. Notice it.
Are they 12?
I'm just saying to say, I'm going to get some mashed potatoes. You're not putting a hard P on there.
I don't even think we say mashed potatoes anymore. I think it's just
I
potatoes.
I think this is the kind of stuff that we should record for the show.
We are. We're still
okay.
recording.
Okay, great.
You're like, wait, are we still on?
Yes.
I don't know why I don't like silences, though, just to bring us back, as a host might do.
I feel like a lot of people just don't. Like them.
Wait.
It's uncomfortable.
Wait.
Long
wait,
silences.
Wait.
It's really long. So silent. I've discarded 25 comments already.
All right, never mind. I just want to make an uncomfortable situation.
You're just like, I got to keep talking.
Nailed it. Actually, that was the longest I've been purposefully quiet in a while. You're very compelling.
Thank you.
Really? Even on the drive here, you talk to yourself?
Yeah, this is a podcast.
Yeah.
He listens to your whole time.
Yeah, this is the podcast.
I did, because yeah. I didn't want to call anyone I knew.
Oh, well.
I called him earlier.
Speaking of joining us for more, we do have a Patreon episode coming up where those of you paid to ask Ben some amazing questions.
Oh, sick. I get paid.
Well, I mean.
TBD?
No. Sure. Yeah. I owe you an interview.
Okay.
Or you owe me an interview.
Fair enough.
Where's
something
that,
like that.
Where's that Monopoly money at?
Be sure to come check us out on Patreon, Delulu Canoe Pod. So that way you can see the questions that are happening. And also we have 2 free episodes that are up. So even if you can't afford it this month, just become a free member. We have a really great one about mental health and grieving. So be sure to come check it out. And be sure to check out Ben on all of his socials. Where can they find you?
You know, Ben Pace Comedy on Instagram and YouTube is pretty good. Check out Schadenfreude Industries. That cosplay show on YouTube, and some other stuff.
And your IMDb. Check out
IMDb.
Yeah,
no, just kick back with like a glass of wine, you know, sit by a fire and just scroll my IMDb. Like, oh, bro.
Don't call your friends. Just go watch that YouTube channel.
Did you want to hear my Rumpelstiltskin?
Sure.
What is it?
Your Rumpelstiltskin.
My peccadillo. My bete noir. My white whale.
Sure.
My Delulu.
Your Delulu.
There you go. You forgot the name of your own show.
Well, I wasn't sure what you were talking about.
It's that thing that sort of annoys me, but I love it. It's
the like reason my pet we're on peeve. The show.
Yeah, it's my pet peeve.
Well, because you talked about acting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Okay, that's good enough.
But we do need to ask you who you relate to the most.
I'm going to stick with Doggy.
The mad dog. Because
he's got like a black eye, but it's pink. Kinda. And I think we all feel that way sometimes, you know?
So that means he had a pink eye.
Yeah. Right? He did some conjunction ovitis.
I feel like I'm the bear because I'm just like watching Ben pace himself.
And also, I don't have an oar.
No, you're not in
control. I'm miming an oar. I'm doing space work.
Well, the cat dropped it, and the dog's yelling at the cat.
There's more than one way to skin you. Who came up with that? And how many ways are there to skin a cat? So I have a gift for you, apparently.
Oh, do you?
You've done the gifts on our show where we give you gifts.
Yeah.
What did you get?
From you, cosplay like candy.
Show. I am.
In the past.
Okay.
Why?
This is from somebody for you.
Oh my god!
It's for you, I
That's
think.
So cute! Yeah. It's for me, you think?
I think so. Yeah, I'm re-gifting it. It's like a white elephant situation.
It's Pikachu!
It's not a white elephant. It's
like
a yellow.
Oh my gosh, Pikachu. He's so cute. I'm going to leave him right here.
Oh no. Do you like stuffies?
Have you seen this room? Yeah.
Do you get a little stuffed up?
I do.
You need some Nasonex.
I sure do. There you go. Stay there, son.
I was going to say the thing that I really like is comedy.
Comedy?
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Wordplay.
I think, yeah, you're really good at wordplay. You're so good that I don't even know half the time what words you're playing.
No, I like, it's like badinage, repartee.
Sure.
You know, it's like tennis, but instead of the ball, it's wit.
Yeah, I don't
do
have
wit. You pronounce wit with an H? You're doing it wrong.
Whit.
Whit.
Well, however you pronounce the word subscribe, don't forget to do that.
Do it.
And also be sure to check out Cosmo from The Cosmo Show and The Cosmo Network.
Woohoo. Right.
And we will see you, Delulus, in the next episode because Delulu is the Salulu.
Cool. Bye-bye. All right, I'm ready to start. You can roll it. We can do it now? That was a pre-interview?
Ready to go? Yeah.
That was a great pre-interview.
Just to warm you up.
Thanks, everybody. I love you.
Wait, don't go anywhere. We're keeping you for more.